Hello, everyone. This is Don Berman reminding you that tonight at 7 p.m. is the Phil Henry Show Chat. That's the Phil Henry Show Chat for the BSPs only. If you're a Backstage Pass member and you like to join Phil and others on the BSP Chat, don't forget it's tonight at 7 o'clock. If you've never been on the BSP Chat, but you are a Backstage Pass member, please check in with your name and where you are located so you can be eligible for the big grand prize drawing. Okay? And if you're a female BSP and you just like to lay low in the background and not say anything, we would like it if you'd contribute a little bit so it doesn't turn into some boys' party where it's a lot of dirty jokes and you know how it is. The Phil Henry Show Chat tonight is 7 here on
the Phil Henry Show website.
Good evening, everyone, or good morning, or good afternoon. This is Don Berman, and welcome to the Phil Henry Show Netcast. I am filling in for Phil on this particular edition of the Phil Henry Show Netcast because, as I mentioned, on Thursday night, it was my great pleasure to interview a great many of the principals, the voiceover actors and so forth, of F is for Family, the great Bill Burr production. Bill Burr, of course, the tremendously successful comedian who has parlayed the greatness of his career. And again, the chair, every time this chair squeaks, it sounds as if I've just cut a loud fart. You assure me you'll edit it out. Because Bill Burr's great success has afforded him the opportunity to be a part of the television world in the world of animation. And this is a tremendously funny and successful animated series called F is for Family. And last evening in Hollywood, I was there. Your reporter was there, mingling and mixing and moving through the crowd there as they had their after party following the screening of the F is for Family presentation. I was not allowed to record the individuals there, so I took the tapes home, and I listened to them and studied them and then destroyed them. But I've recreated them here for you, so you will hear me with the questions that I asked in the exact cadence that I asked those questions, in the exact informal attitude that I had, and you'll hear the answers of the individuals as they answered those questions, and the accuracy of those answers I could attest to because I took, as I mentioned, the tapes home and studied them last night until well after midnight. I listened to the nuances and I listened to the responses that they gave. The only thing that I do not have accurate, obviously, is any kind of an impression of the individual's voices because I don't do voice impressions, and that would be decidedly unethical, if not outright a violation of the law, to impersonate someone and pretend as if I'm them without saying that it is an impersonation indeed. So I will tell you up front that I was not allowed to record those people, so I destroyed the tapes when I got home. And when I say destroyed them, I took the cassette, and yes, it was a cassette recorder because I don't have a digital recorder because I don't know where you go to buy those. And I wasn't sure where to send the individual. I didn't want to mess with it. And that's all I want to say about that. So I listened to, again, you're hearing all these squeaks, okay, because each squeak sounds as if I had a bean dinner. No, but you understand, a full bean dinner, nothing mitigating that. I understand, thank you. Where was I? All right. So each answer and question is accurate insofar as by memory and by study of these tapes. And again, let's edit out all this stuff about me borrowing Wincy's cassette recorder because no one's going to get it. But the recordings themselves were destroyed either by way of fire or a hammer. Correct? Yes. And what you are now about to hear is a recreation of me, accurate as can be, last night at the screening party for F is for Family, me, Don Berman, asking, and including I'll be asking Phil questions as well.
Don Berman, live in Hollywood, will be right back.
Hello, everyone. This is Don Berman for Dork Mufflers. You know, I know an awful lot of tradesmen and an awful lot of businesses, and they have simple names. They have very descriptive names. It just so happens these are the kinds of people that I patronize. This is Dork Muffler. The Dork family has run this muffler shop since I was 5 years old. My father took our family car there, and I told myself, even at the age of five, that I would do everything in my power. I would sweat blood if I had to bring the family car to Dork Muffler, and that's what I do. The kind of work they do there is personal, it's intimate. I don't want to get any more into that particular description, but you can well imagine members of my family, let's put it this way, have married into the Dork family, and they were my sisters, which means they now carry the name Berman Dork. Do I approve? No comment. Nonetheless, the Dork family and Dork Muffler now repairs our cars, the Berman Dork family cars, for free of charge. There's no charge. And to you, well, you'll still have to pay. You'll be charged, but it is a minimal amount for craftsman work. Think of it. You'll be bringing your car to the Berman Dork family. That's not really what it's called. It's called Dork Muffler. Why did I attach my family name to... Fuck me. Dork Mufflers. For 26 years in the Los Angeles area. 6141 Heigner in downtown Los Angeles. Dork Mufflers. And this is Don Bourbon, and I am live in Hollywood right now, and I'm talking with a number of the principals, actors, writers, producers, and so forth, from the television show F is for Family. And right now I have with us the man himself, the host of the Phil Hendry Show netcast, Phil Hendry. And Phil, are you having a good time? Yes, Don, I'm having a great time. Thank you. And, well, wait a minute, Phil. Let me interrupt you because I don't want to... I've got very little time and a lot of people to interview. No, I understand. All right. Phil, so you're having a great time. Can you tell me the names of any of the characters that you play? Well, I can tell you this much, Don. I play Jim Jeffords, who's the newscaster in town. I play Hobo Jojo. I also play the voice of Colt Luger. And a number of other scattered voices throughout the show. Do you know if F is for Family will be getting another season? That I cannot, at this time, tell you that. And why is that, Phil? Wouldn't it be in the trades? I suppose it would be, Don. I guess you're free to go and look, but I can't tell you. So if you knew, you mean you do know. I can't tell you, Don. I can't tell you. Okay, Phil, why don't you go have yourself some more punch? I'm not drinking punch, I'm eating popcorn. Oh, that's right. This is Don Bourbon. I'm here at the F is for Family screening party. I just interviewed Phil Hendry. At this point, you may be saying, are you really at the F is for Family party, or are you recreating being there? Obviously, I'm recreating it. I wouldn't even stop down and tell you that, except for the fact that that was my voice being me and Phil Hendry. However, again, the accuracy of that exchange is absolute. I studied the tapes. I studied the recordings that I made till well after midnight, and I know for a fact that's exactly how he answered that question. Now, I don't want to keep explaining this because it takes away from the otherwise accurate, realistic presentation of me. You can hear there's the crowd behind me. Is that really the crowd? No, it's not. It's a recording of a crowd. Can we cut all of this out too? Okay. Is that really the crowd? No, it's not. It's the recording of a crowd. But I am at the F is for Family screening party. The next individual I'd like to interview is Bill Burr, who is the executive producer and creator of... Hello, Mr. Burr. My name is Don Bourbon. Okay. Real good. And he just walked right past me and did not acknowledge me. Should I keep that in the tape? Let's talk now to the voice of Bill as a young boy. As you know, F is for Family is the story of Bill Burr's family as he was growing up in the 1970s. And so we see Bill and hear Bill as a young boy. We also see the character of his older brother, younger sister, his mother and his father, and the various principles and characters that inhabited his life as a youngster. Now, the voice of Bill as a young person is Haley Reinhart, the beautiful young singer, an American Idol alumnus, and tremendously talented, and also a great voiceover actress in performing the voice of Bill as a young person. Haley, how are you? I'm fine. Thank you very much. What is your name again? My name is Don. Haley, I just kicked something. What is that? A cat? No, it wasn't a cat. All right. Haley, how are you? I'm fine. And what is your name? I'm Don Bourbon. And who are you with? I'm with the Phil Hendry Show. Again, let me stop. I want to tell the audience I'm being entirely accurate. Obviously, I could edit out, or not mention, I should say, many of the embarrassing moments like Bill Burr blowing me off or Haley Reinhart not knowing who I am. Let me pick up where I left off with the question. Hello, Haley. How are you? Hi, who are you? I'm Don Berman. And who's that? Well, Haley, I'm a 25-year veteran of the Los Angeles news market. I'm a major anchor and an Emmy Award winner here in Los Angeles. Oh, very nice to meet you. I work for Channel 19 News. I know that channel. My mother and I think my uncle watch it. That's great, Haley. Well, how did you like doing this season of F is for Family? I enjoyed it immensely. I can't be more grateful to Bill Burr and to Mike Price and to all of the greats. You work with Phil Henry, right? Yes, I do. What do you think of Phil? I think Phil is very, very talented. I think he's a lot of fun. He's a nice guy. Would you excuse me? They're beginning to serve cake. I certainly will. Thank you. There is Haley Reinhart, as accurately retold in this, the Don Berman coverage of last night's F is for Family screening party. Hello, everyone. I'm Don Berman, and I'm here at the F is for Family screening party, even though I'm actually recreating it, and I was not given permission to use the actual voices of the people that I recorded, so I'm recreating their answers. However, I attest to 100% their accuracy, even leaving in parts that embarrass me, Channel 19, my entire career, and make me wish that I hadn't done this at all. Let's take a break. We'll be right back here from the live party, the screening party for F is for Family, the great Bill Burr television show starring Bill Burr, Laura Dern, okay, and a great many. Sam Rockwell is also, Justin Long is also a star. Mo Collins is also one of the great stars. And, of course, Debbie Derryberry. And my interview with Debbie Derryberry coming up right after this on The Phil Henry Show. Hello, everyone. I'm Don Berman. I love a cold beer. And I'll tell you something. There's nothing like the great, authentic taste of bottled beer. Bottled beer that comes right out of a bucket full of ice. I drink Slob Beer. It's brewed in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at what was once a smelting plant that they have now turned into a brewery. They want the good old Pittsburgh feel. They even want the scent of iron ore. They want the smell of smelting. They want that great Pittsburgh flavor. Slob Beer from the outskirts of Pittsburgh, which is now a very high tech and polished and proficient and sophisticated city. But let's not dwell on that, shall we? Slob Beer. Try it in a bucket of ice. Pull it out. Snap off that cap. You'll need a bottle opener. There's no twist-offs. Okay? You got that? Good. Great. I'm glad you understand that. Slob Beer. You don't have to be a slob to drink slob, but you'll be a slob once you drink a Slob Beer.
Slob Beer, Slob Brewing Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Don't forget tonight's Phil Henry BSP Chat, 7 p.m. at the Phil Henry Show website. That's philhenryshow.com. If you're a Backstage Pass subscriber and you are a member of our BSP family, of course you would be if you're a BSP subscriber, go over to philhenryshow.com at 7 o'clock Pacific and partake of the chat. We need women, and we also would like people who haven't participated in the chat to participate in the chat so we can get your name and put you in the bucket for the drawing of the grand prize of people who have been in the BSP chat but have decided they didn't want to be in the BSP chat because they were too shy to be a part of the BSP chat, especially women. We need a lot of women.
Returning here to the screening party for F is for Family, held on Thursday night, the 29th of November. This is Don Berman, and you are hearing this on the 30th of November. Don Berman here live. I've been talking to some of the principals. We had Bill Burr, who actually we didn't have Bill Burr, but this is the accurate recreation of the interviews that I conducted last night. I'm not allowed to use the actual recordings because that would be illegal since the individuals didn't know they were being recorded, but I studied their answers very, very accurately, and you are getting their answers as they occurred, being recreated here by me. Am I really at the party now? No, this is a sound effect of a crowd that I pulled out of a sound effects library. Again, I'm telling them too much, aren't I? This is the recreation of the party that I was at. Well, now let's talk with Debbie Derryberry, one of the great voice talents in all of Los Angeles, an individual who can be heard on so many different animation projects, and she is heard here on F is for Family, playing a variety of characters, one of whom is an interesting little character that you'll get to know in the forthcoming season. And here is Debbie now. Debbie, you are so talented. Phil speaks very highly of you. Who's that? Phil Henry. Again, I'm recreating the conversation I had with Debbie Derryberry. Phil Henry speaks very highly of you, Debbie. And who? Oh, Phil Henry, yes. You know Phil, right? Of course I do. Well, Debbie, how did you like this experience? Well, I think it's great. It's a great bunch of people, and I'm having a lot of fun. Okay, I don't really know a lot about the voiceover business or the animation business, so if my questions aren't
great. Can you maybe make them sound like you're excited?
Oh, certainly.
So, Debbie, Phil tells me you're a dog lover. He rescued a dog, and you do that too, don't you?
I do, yes I do, and I advised Phil on how to best deal with some of the dogs and lost animals that he finds.
Okay, you look as if you want to get away from me.
I do.
All right, thank you. And there she goes, Debbie Derryberry. I'm beginning to think again as to why it is I wanted to do this, because in guaranteeing the accuracy of the exchanges I had with these actors, I'm having to leave in things like, I'd like to get away from you. And that's embarrassing. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. This is Don Berman on The Phil Henry Show. Take a break. I'm Don Berman for Labrador Itch Cream. If you get up in the middle of the night like I do, and you're itching all over, something terrible. Maybe it's because the mattress you're on is so infested with vermin that, well, you need a new mattress. Bed bugs, things like that. It's generally the case with me, since I rarely go out and actually buy new beds. Whoever thinks to do that, right? Well, if you've got a problem with bed bugs, or you just have some kind of old age skin eczema, or let's just say you have poison ivy, or you itch for no reason, no real good reason anyway. Maybe you need a bath. Try Labrador Itch Cream. Labrador Itch Cream, now in the handy family size, which basically means it's for me. Labrador Itch Cream. Buy it in the family size or the fat man size. They're both the same size. Get the fat man size. That way it won't look like you have a family when you don't when you buy it. I've had those questions. Oh, how many children do you have? No, this is actually just for me. Yes, get the family size. Because if you buy the family size and you say it's for your family and you're lying, you could burn in hell.
Yeah, hi, this is Bobby Dooley, and they asked me to mention that tonight will be a backstage pass chat. I am always at the BSP chat, but I never say anything because obviously I'm a very popular member of the Phil Henry Show family, and I would be an extremely popular member of the BSP chat family, and I say this with the greatest of respect and love, but I can't have a lot of people breathing on me and wanting to be my friend. I know you understand, so I'll be there. Maybe I'll say something, I don't know. Anyway, long story short, I'm Bobby Dooley. Join Phil on the BSP chat tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific.
Have you got my dinner?
No, I haven't got your dinner.
I'm sorry, I meant...
You mean you're going to go cook your own dinner?
Yes, ma'am.
Don Berman here at the F is for Family screening party. I am recreating the interviews that I did at the screening party last night, word for word, after studying very, very closely the recordings that I made. And now with me is the executive producer and the showrunner for F is for Family, Mike Price. Hello, Mike. Hi, Don. Mike, thank you for being here on the Phil Henry Netcast. I am Don Berman. I am on Channel 19 News. I know. I think I've seen you on Channel 19 News. It's great to talk to you. Thank you very much. Well, Mike, you are the successful head of a successful show. That's something that very, very few people in television, I dare say, know. Wouldn't you agree? I would say that's true. It's a very competitive business, and 9 times out of 10, the show that you're going to be on is something that is not going to succeed. So it was with a great surprise that this show succeeded. We know it's a great show. I wouldn't say it was with great surprise. I think the show is a terrific show. I think that we had very, very good opportunities and good chances to succeed, and it did. Of course, we have a great creator in Bill Burr. Vince Vaughn is involved in the production. We've got a great cast with Laura Dern and, as you mentioned, Sam Rockwell and others. And what about Phil Henry? Phil is a great talent. I have no problem talking up Phil. Obviously, very few people talk him up because he's got an attitude and he's been in a few altercations. Really, can you tell me about those? No, I don't think I will. All right. But I think Phil's a great guy. He's been nothing but a prince and a great guy to work with for us. You're eyeing the cake, I can see, Mike. Well, that's my wife who's helping out. She's working here with us, handing out the popcorn, cutting the cake, and so forth. I think I'll go over and give her a hand because we don't stand on ceremony here. I'm her husband, and it's not like we have butlers and things like that. No, I understand that. Obviously, the show has budget for a party. Oh, yes, yes, but we like to put our money into the production and not necessarily in a lot of silly stuff to make people feel like they're big stars. And can I go now? Go ahead, Mike. Thank you. Mike Price, the showrunner, executive producer, and all-around, wise man of the TV show SFF. S, A, B, C, D, E, F. F is for family.
Hello, everyone. This is Don Berman for Clown Tuxedos. I like to shop at stores and patronize businesses that are named in a very, well, in a very, very familiar way, in a good salt-of-the-earth way. I know the families. I know the hard work they do. Slob Beer, Dork Mufflers, and Clown Tuxedos. It's unfortunate that each family's name does not really lend itself to the product that it sells, and yet I can attest to the excellence of Clown Tuxedos. Clown Tuxedos will fit you perfectly. You'll look your best, and you can say with great confidence when you go out into the world, "That's right, I'm wearing a clown tuxedo. What do you want to do about it?" Because that's really what's going to happen. When you show up for your date, when she meets you at the door and she says, "Are you wearing a clown?" Tell her, "Yes, I am. I'm wearing a clown." You're going to make something out of it, and then you'll find out she's happy. She's happy that you're in clown wear. Clown Tuxedos. Five locations. One in Tujunga, Topanga, Tehachapi, Tulare, and Tonopah.
Toodaloo.
Clown Tuxedos. Climb into a clown.
I'm Don Berman, and what you've been listening to is an accurate recreation of the interviews I conducted last night at the Effis for Family screening party, which I was not able to use the recordings of because I realized it would be violating the privacy of the individuals involved, probably violating the law on some level, not just civil, but criminal. And who needs that, right? Fortunately for me, we've got a great crew here. The Phil Henry staff is going to edit all the embarrassing things out of it, including the fact that I'm sitting in a chair. Every time it squeaks, it sounds like I'm just busting ass, man. I mean, you guys, you're sure? Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us. This has been a Phil Henry Show production. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Don Berman here for the Phil Henry Show podcast, reminding you that coming up tonight is the Phil Henry Show chat, the BSP chat at philhenryshow.com. That is the BSP chat at philhenryshow.com. You must make the BSP chat if you're a backstage pass member. No, you don't really have to. Look at the size of that guy, Bill. Cut this all out, but look at that fat pig on TV. The BSP chat. Coming up tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific on the world-famous Phil Henry Show's website, philhenryshow.com. Be there, and especially if you're a female, and especially if you're a BSP who has not been on the chat and therefore not on our BSP board, because the big drawing is coming up. That's right. The big drawing for the grand prize. And what's that? Phil won't say. Something stinks in here now, man. It's either the cat or it's me. I don't know. And what prize is that? Phil Henry isn't saying.